Hello, Delco. This is Michael Barkan, welcoming you to the Good Neighbor Podcast, where fans of local businesses and their neighbors come together. It's my pleasure once again to introduce my friend and neighbor, our host, Bob Lacey.
Well, thank you, Michael Barkan, for that introduction. And everybody, welcome again to this new episode of the Good Neighbor Podcast. And those of you who are regular listeners, you know we come out of Delaware County, Pennsylvania, in the southeast corner of Pennsylvania. We lovingly refer to this area as Delco, short for Delaware County. And it's a real vibe. And I'm finding over the weeks that more and more people are aware of Delco. We get some calls from people who are not even in Delco anymore, but they found it and they're just glad to hear businesses that they're familiar with. Today, we're very happy to have a business that kind of grew up around our area here in Delaware County, but then expanded because of the nature of what they do. This is a dog training company, and the owner is with us here today, Ross Lindy. But before I bring Ross to the stage, I just want to mention that when we analyze these Good Neighbor podcast nominations, you know, they go right to the front of the line if their service or product is something that almost everybody loves, uses, or appreciates. And who doesn't like a well-trained dog? Who doesn't love dogs? Let me bring to the stage here the owner, founder, the head trainer of On Command Canine Training, Ross Lindy. Hello, Ross.
Hi, Bob. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Welcome to the program, Ross. And as I mentioned, your company kind of originated in its earlier years in Delaware County, and now it's gone beyond, as we like to say. But from a perspective of beginning, what was the earliest reason, need, purpose, why you started a dog training company? Did you have a dog that needed training, or was it something else?
I didn't have a dog that needed training, but I've been around dogs my whole life and I understand the need for training. So I fell into it. I was doing some other work at the time, and I had started, interning with some local dog trainers just because I was interested in it. And that kind of became more and more interesting to me. So I decided to go to school for it and eventually started a business that was kind of, it started off as a side business, but eventually that side business grew to the point where I had to stop the other things that I was doing, and it just took off from there.
That's great. Ross, I have to ask, for those of us who have had dogs, and we've had dogs that needed training, and other ones maybe were just so perfect, but we always see people who have dogs that need training, and we pine for them a bit because they love their dog. Help us understand a little bit from a perspective of is every dog trainable?
That's a good question. So the short answer is yes, every dog is able to be trained. But keep in mind, every dog's an individual. So they're going to learn at different paces. They're going to learn differently. It's not just one thing fits all. So every time we see a dog, sit, stay, all of that stuff is very similar. But you also have to realize it's not just training the basic commands. It's also dogs have, you know, thoughts and feelings just like we do. A lot of dogs have anxiety, especially coming off of COVID. We're dealing with a lot of separation anxiety, people that have been staying home with their dogs 24 hours a day, and then suddenly they're just leaving. So, you know, every dog's trainable, but you're going to get different degrees of progress.
So when you are asked to train a dog, you're taking a kind of an inventory of where the dog's at already and how capable the dog is of moving forward with training. Now, those of us who don't know anything about training would think that the primary tool set there is this kind of Pavlovian reward system or repetitive actions. How much of it is voice? How much of it is treats? How much of it is hand signals? When you try to, and praise, I guess, how much really do you use and in what order? Or is it, again, by dog and by dog personality?
It does have a lot to do with the individual dog, but the basis of what you're asking, we start off with treats. We're luring the dogs. So what people don't understand is a lot of the times they'll think the dog just understands language. And if I repeat a word enough times, eventually the dog's going to do what I ask him to do. So let's take sit, for example. Dogs guess. When you're trying to get them to do something, a lot of times they'll guess. The number one thing they're going to guess is sit. So people think I yelled sit at my dog 15 times and he sat, so I taught him to sit. No, you didn't. He just guessed. When you take a treat and you lure him with your hand, you're creating a hand signal. It's almost like sign language. So dogs communicate through body language. So they're really going to listen to your hand signals. Adding words to it is just kind of like a secondary, and it just makes it a little bit stronger.
Nice. Well, that means then that someone like yourself who's gone through some training and understanding of animals and then repetitive pet clients to train, your knowledge just keeps increasing. We're talking here today with Ross Lindy, who is the head trainer at On Command Canine Training. They serve the whole Philadelphia area now, having come out of Delco, Delaware County. Ross Lindy's got a company now that's expanded to the point where, how many trainers do you have now, Ross, that are part of the company?
Not including myself, I have three. Two of them are in Pottstown, one's in Boyertown, and then I'm in Lansdale, like Montgomeryville area.
And your trainers will travel to the location that people are in need of having some training done. I don't know enough about the cost of training, and I don't really want to get too much into the cost here on this short time that we have, but I would like to say, does the training happen primarily come to you? Is there classes where multiple dog owners are, or is it more private where your trainer will go to the dog's home and give training at private lessons? So give me a little summary on what the packages are, if you will.
So basically, at the moment, we've got two basic types of packages. We have our board and train program. The trainers work out of their homes. So on the board and train program, the dog comes to the trainer for 1 to 2 weeks. He gets intensive training. And we talk about it being like going away to summer camp. They're there, they're working, they're having a great time. When they're not working, they're tired, they're sleeping. They come out of that with a lot of really strong knowledge. And then we also have our private lessons packages, which are super important because even if we do all of that training for you, it doesn't mean that that dog's just going to listen to you. So it's important that you, that as the owner, follow up with the training, continue where we leave off. You have to still work with them because just because that dog listens to me doesn't mean he's going to listen to you just like that. They're going to listen differently, and you've got to set that example for them.
Certainly.
One thing to note. So those are our main packages now, but we're actually getting ready to close on a building in Telford, PA. We're opening up a new facility, and in that facility, we're going to have a doggy daycare. We're hoping to do group classes in there as well, so we can get a lot more training for people and socialization for their dogs.
That'll be great for the people in that side of Philadelphia's metro area. For the listeners around the country, you hear about Philadelphia and you know there's a river there between us and New Jersey. But on the west side, what they would call the suburban part of Philadelphia, for the most part, south, west and northern suburbs, Delaware County, as we've been talking about, Chester County to the west, Montgomery County, a little bit to the north, and Bucks County. All of those counties and Philadelphia County itself make up the Philadelphia metro region. And throughout that region, as there are everywhere, there's dogs, and there's good dogs and dogs that will become good dogs with trainers. Trainers like Ross Lindy, who's joining us here today from the On Command Canine Training Center, really On Command for short. Ross is a trained dog trainer. I guess you have to be licensed to be able to do this as a business too, to be able to take people's pets and board them and such perhaps. But Ross, I do want to say this. If you have a dog, if someone has a dog out there and the dog is almost hopeless, even from the owner's point of view, is it still fixable?
So the better way to answer that question, instead of asking if the dog is fixable, sometimes you have to look at the situation that the dog is in. Not every dog is a perfect fit for every family. So whether you can get this dog into a better place or not, which we can usually get him somewhere, get him some progress. The question becomes, is he a good fit for this family or does he need to be at this family? You know, you talk like when you're a kid and you've got that dog your parents are getting rid of and they say, oh, he's going off to the farm. And, you know, he's not really going to a farm. Well, the reality is sometimes the farm is the best place for that dog to be, you know. So that's one of the hardest parts of my job is to be honest with people and tell them, you know, sometimes this dog just might not be a good fit for your family.
And you've mentioned it in light of that particular family or that particular home or the stress in that home. How about age, Ross? Is there any truth to that saying, you know, that you cannot teach an old dog new tricks?
Absolutely not. I've worked with dogs as old as 12 and I've been able to teach them new tricks. It's the reality becomes this. The longer a dog does something a certain way, the harder it is to fix it. So the harder it is to change that action that he's got, what he's used to doing. So being older makes it a little more difficult, a little more challenging, but it doesn't make it impossible.
That's great. The training goes on for the pet, but also for the house and for the family. I would imagine, Ross, that as the dog gets certain hand signals down and certain training techniques, that you're transferring those styles and skill sets and signals, not just to the owner of the dog, but maybe to everyone in the family, in the household. Are those commands and that kind of training easily transferred, or does the dog prefer to see that master tell him what to do? I mean, can a child end up using hand signals to be able to make sure the dog doesn't get up on people and that?
Absolutely. We encourage families to come to the training together. It's important for everyone in the family to be consistent with everything that they're doing. One of the things I really like is, so when you're working with younger kids, they have short attention spans. They get bored easily. They're not always going to pay attention. Sometimes they become a distraction. But the great thing is, no matter how old they are, unless they're like infants, you know, you can always teach them something that's easy for them to do, and it makes it more exciting for them.
It sounds exciting. It sounds like an exciting career. Everybody loves animals, I think, and I think people love dogs generally, but they want to make sure that their dogs are well-behaved around children that they have in the house, around neighbors that they have outside the house. And they want the dog to be happy too. And a happier dog is going to come through knowing where its rewards come from and where its limits are set. Ross Lindy knows that. And the company On Command Canine Training is available to all of our families in Delaware County and beyond. Montgomery County, Chester County, Bucks County. If you're a family in need of some help, if your dog needs some training, or if you even have a puppy that you want to start off on the right 4 feet, reach out to On Command Canine Training. You can reach them at that same name website, oncommandcaninetraining.com. The number is 484-424-9364. And Ross, if they call that number, will they be able to speak with you personally?
That is my personal cell phone number, yes.
Great. Ross Lindy, thank you for being a dog trainer and a good neighbor. You are performing a service, really, not just to the owners of dogs, but to those of us who love dogs, but helping good dogs become better. Thank you for your service today. And thank you for being a good neighbor business here on the Good Neighbor Podcast.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, hosted by Bob Lacey. This is Michael Barkan, inviting everyone to get on the Good Neighbor team. Nominate your favorite local business to be featured on an upcoming episode by going to gndelco.com or by calling Bob at 610-557-3745.